go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Reincarnated, I'm a stargazing. Life goes on, I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That Kamasi, IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
What is that? Hey, the video was dope. I'm not taking nothing away from the video. The video was phenomenal. Okay. What was in the beginning, K-Dot? K-Dot said tripping today. What was in the beginning, though? Shout out to 12 Cal, man. He had a, because one of his recent episodes was about judging people. What about black people will judge you about? Black people judging other black people. And he had a list. You know, he good for finding those lists, right? Good for finding those lists, and this particular list, like I said, it was some things about, you know, certain things that we do in our culture that you should know about, that you in certain ways you should go about, things you should know how to say, things you should know how to do, things that and it usually works like this. The majority, the bulk, the masses will say, hey, man, nah, it's supposed to be done like this. You know what I mean? But, you know, my name was called out on this episode, too, now. You know, it was a little, you know, it was a little shot. You know, it's niggas clicking up. But K-Dot be legit, no 41. You know what I mean? Not only that, because if you go back and listen to one of Britt's previous episodes where, you know, a fellow podcaster, one of the, you know, pie fathers that is, you know, Teddy D has something to say about me. You know, and then they started to jump me. They started to jump me. And I'm like, where is this all coming from? Like, hey, that really got y'all energy up. That y'all all out here just beefing with the people that loves you. Anyhow, that's what it was. You know, it was a lot of judgment on this episode. And I just happened to get judged myself. You know what I'm saying? But I want to elaborate on the list. You know, he did it a phenomenal way. You know, this is what you would call, this is the remix. You know, we will judge you. And I'm going to expound on that. You know what I mean? But I'll let him break it down, you know, as he does oh so well in this episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading.
Yeah, we did.
And thank you for subscribing to the latest edition of the 12 Kyle podcast.
Uh-huh, check this out.
I am your boy, 12 Kyle.
With the giggle.
Man, check this out.
See, told you.
On this episode, we're going to have a little fun. I'm going to present to you something that I saw a couple of months ago on social media. There was this popular meme going around, and it talked about the things that black people will judge other black people for.
See? So now we got to get to the nitty gritty. You know what I mean? And we do have that in our community. We have judgment in our community. And that's just what we've been doing. We're built like that. You know what I'm saying? But let's get to it, man. Let's get to it.
Particular order, but there are a couple of lists of things, and I'll go down this list. Number one, letting your kids act up in public.
See, now that one, hear me out, man. The way he went in depth about the families, people knowing the family. You know, back in the 60s, 70s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, they had this culture where you know, the next door neighbors, the people on the block, like, they all knew each other. Like, I know your parents. I know who your dad is. I know who your family is. Those are the, you know what I'm saying? Those are the 12 cows over there. Those are the King Germs family over there. That's the Dolomite family. You know what I'm saying? That's the Gigi family. That's the Tahoe family over there. And everybody knew each other. So when you got in trouble and you know, Mr. Tahoe sees you, like, he about to take you back. He about to take you over there to your parents and say, hey, I seen Greg out here set tripping. He out here doing all kind of wild stuff. You need to handle this. And sometimes y'all used to get y'all ass whooped by the neighbors because your child is acting up in public. It's a reflection. And here's the thing, though. Some parents don't have their kids in check like that. Some parents are best friends with their kid, which is dope. But if you don't know how to set a boundary between you and your child, it could get ugly to where. And here's the part that I'll be trying to get at is that it's not even about you looking bad as a parent. At this point, I'm trying to tell you, if you release your child to the public with that type of attitude and that type of, like, if that's what they're going out into the real world with, somebody's going to hurt them. Somebody's going to hurt them because you have to have the proper respect when you're in public. Falling out on the floor, yelling, screaming, hitting, disobeying. You know what I mean? Like, nah, There was a certain level, and in some cases, there's a large amount of people that will disagree with this, will disagree with discipline. You know, and I'm not gonna say that I'm for or against it in this day and time, but I knew how important it was back in the day to be disciplined. You know what I mean? And it's like, you don't have that anymore, and niggas is running wild out here. We're seeing stuff that we wouldn't see in back in the day. Like, and hey, it ain't even, don't feed me that internet bullshit. You know, we see more now because there's people being, you know, it's just being recorded. Back in the day, we wasn't aware of it because it wasn't thrown in our face. No, nigga, you weren't hearing about teenagers knocking off elderly people, shooting people, killing people like how they doing now. You wasn't. You was not. Niggas wouldn't even get down like that. But, you know, we in the new day and times, and these motherfuckers is bad. They are bad. You know what I'm saying? And some of these people are not even making it. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas is dying young, dog. Parents, no parents, single parents, it seemed like it don't even matter anymore. I mean, the percentage is still up. You know what I'm saying? You have a better chance of or having a better life than projected to have a much better life if you come from a two-parent household. But shit don't matter if them motherfuckers don't discipline you. I can't stand bad kids. And it's not, and I don't even blame them fully. It's the parents. And all kids are bad. And I'm not here to say that, you know, my kids are bad too. And that's where it starts. Like, you got to recognize that your kids are bad. All kids are bad. They're going to test you. They're going to be influenced by bad kids. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. But my problem is if it's not corrected. You know what I'm saying? Like, bullying at in the single digits, that's got to be the worst. It's got to be the worst because that's when girls, they emotional. Boys, they emotional. The bullying, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one aspect of it. And it usually starts at home. And these motherfuckers is bad, dog. Bad, I can't do it. Can't tolerate it. I can't. Because And then you not disciplining them. You don't want nobody else to discipline them. And it's like, nigga, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get on to the next one, man. Watch y'all damn kids. Discipline y'all kids. Teach y'all kids. Let them learn the way. Let them watch Kendrick Lamar videos.
For letting your kids act up in public.
Yeah.
Number two.
What's number two as well, Cal?
We will judge you if you clap on the one and the three.
Hey.
this one's a little complicated.
It is complicated because we're talking about rhythm at this point. And I know the running, I don't want to, what are you, the running joke with white people is that a lot of them don't have rhythm. And they ran with it. And we still stick by it. And you want to know why and how you could validate that is because when you do come across a white person that can dance, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's Caribbean dances or hip hop dances, slow jam, you know what I'm saying? If they got some type of rhythm to them, it still looks different. It's like a unicorn almost. I mean, we're more used to it now because it's, you know, it's talented people all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But it's still one of those things like the white rapper or the white running back. You know what I'm saying? It's just a white DB. You know, it's like Jeremy Lin. That's exactly how it's looked at. You know, but when you not on rhythm, when you not on that, then when you not on that, we gonna judge you. And now the culture has been exposed to so many people in so many different regions and countries. Nigga, you got access to it. I was just in Jamaica. And they was pulling up all kind of Nipsey and West Coast artists and shit like that they felt like we needed to hear while we was on our excursion. So they all tapped in. I mean, they might not be caught up on a lot of stuff. But they when they come to that music, niggas, hey, man, come on now. That's how it is. That's how it is. But, I mean, again, hey, it's judgment at the end of the day. And it's 12 cow judgment. You know, you can't get totally mad at me. Can't get totally mad at me. Let's get to the next one, though. Let's get to the next one.
Number three. We will judge you if you make your macaroni and cheese out of a box.
You ain't even got to finish that, my brother. You don't even have to finish that, my brother. Let me tell you how important that is. You got to put in a lot of work to be invited into that kitchen for Thanksgiving. You got to put in a lot of work to be in that kitchen for Juneteenth. You got to get a lot of reps in to be invited into that kitchen for the 4th of July. Christmas. It's a lot. That church function, that funeral, that baby shower. Mac and cheese is a staple, and you cannot fuck that up. And you damn sure can't speed past the process. Nah, you can't do that. And I'm a person that's not going to be too bougie on you. Moms used to make that box shit for us because it was convenient. My wife still eat that shit. You know, because nobody's going to take the time to make a authentic from scratch macaroni and cheese. You know what I'm saying? Like, not on a regular Tuesday. I mean, we did. We have sometimes. But it's a lot of work that you, because it's a process, man. It's a process. Several cheeses, make that roux. You know what I'm saying? You got to season that thing up, boil them noodles. You know what I'm saying? Crank that oven up. I understand there's some butter involved. There's some seasoning involved. Man. Niggas don't know, man. Niggas don't know. That macaroni and cheese is a very important thing. And you trying to cut corners or get the Walmart version, you know what I'm saying? The box, the Kraft macaroni, that's not even real cheese. It's not. And shame on my wife for that. But I let her live for that because it's like, we all got that guilty pleasure snack. We do. Some of you niggas, if y'all still eat noodles, Top Ramen, if y'all niggas still eat Top Ramen, just know. And you niggas in y'all in your late 30s, early 40s, y'all know better because y'all got high blood pressure. So we not too much on Marcy, but at the same time, yeah, that Kraft. Come on, man, that is not cheap. That Velveeta, terrible, terrible. But when you make that shit from scratch, I mean, the Super Bowl is in November. When it comes to the food, that's the Super Bowl for them. So that mac and cheese got to hit every time. You can't, there's no misstep on that. The only time I had an alternate jersey one is when my cousin used a little bit more, she added some smoked paprika to it. And I was like, this is like an alternate costume. You know what I'm saying? And shame on you people, and I'm not going to say nothing too disrespectful, but shame on you people. Shame on you people who put sugar in y'all mac and cheese and y'all spaghetti. Y'all disgusting for that. Y'all some sickos for that. Something you should, you're a very bad person. Just letting you know. And there's people out there that do that. I didn't even know, honestly, up until a couple of years ago, I didn't realize people. I knew people added sugar to their, like, you know, their tomato sauce and stuff like that to make it a little bit sweeter, the pasta. I've heard of that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've had some sweet ass, and not like that, though, nigga. Somebody has made a macaroni and cheese with sugar before, and I said, what in the hell? No, I did not taste it, but I did see it. I was like, nah, that's foul, dog. That's weird. And I said, I'm trying to tell you, that's exactly how it was. That's exactly how it was. I'm no lie. No lie. And 12 Cal will tell you, like, 12 Cal will tell you that it's an important
that, my friends, will get you thrown out of any household
immediately.
Will get your dish of macaroni thrown out right behind you. Mac and cheese is supposed to be made from scratch.
See, he ain't lying. He ain't lying. That's who he is. That's who he is, and he's telling the truth. So behave, my nigga. Slow down and learn something. You got to learn something because it's important to the culture. You don't want to get kicked out. And no, you might not get invited back just based off your food preference. That's important. And we'll judge you. Shout out to 12 Cal for that one, man. What's up next, man?
Eating food number four. Failure to include salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder on any piece of meat. You have to season your food. We will.
See, and to expand on that, yeah, you got to season your food. I'm sorry, especially when it comes to, you know, the meat. Pause. You know what I'm saying? The only ones that you don't have to season ever, even though some people, you know, coat it up and dress it up a little bit. I've had chocolate covered bacon before. I've had smoked bacon before. Maple bacon before. But, you know, bacon and sausage, you don't have to season those. That's come as seasoned. You know what I'm saying? That is a seasoning, you know. But when it comes to a steak, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to chicken, when it comes to fish, pork chops, man, ground turkey, ground beef, you got to season that up, man. Are you talking about the pollo seasoning for the chicken? The Mexican one that come in the yellow, you know, the yellow joint? What else we got? We got garlic salt, sea salt, pepper, paprika, oxtail seasoning, Old Bay, onion powder, garlic salt. Like, you got Lawry's? Come on, man. Get your jerk chicken seasoning. It's like it's more of a sauce, but that's fire. Jerk chicken? Oh, my God. Y'all, you don't need... Now, season your meat. Pause. But in all honesty, if you get that jerk seasoning barbecue sauce, you don't even need to. Just grill it. Clean your chicken. Throw that mug right on the grill, and then put some of that... oh, my God. But season your food. Stop playing around. Don't be stupid. Season your goddamn food, because that's nasty if you don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that. You know, don't be the one being like a outsider. You know what I'm saying? Season your damn food, or we'll judge the shit out of you, and we won't come back over your house.
But we will judge you if you don't do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, these are in no particular order. Number five. In the game of spades, if you miss bid.
Here we go. Now look, there was another shot thrown at me. So he was basically saying in the game, I'll let him finish.
We will judge you. Misbidding in spades is a cardinal sin, right?
So misbidding in spades, let me tell you something. Once you get to the end of this, of his rant about misbidding in spades, I'm going to just tell you right now, I'm not a spades player. And he's going to say, and he asks, well, where have I been? Well, everybody don't know how to play dominoes. What happened? Shake them up. Everybody, hey, a lot of niggas don't know how to shoot dice. And there's another alternate New York three dice having style that I've never know. So here's the thing. Spades and Uno has been having a beef as long as Prince and Mike. Okay, I'm a Uno type of guy. You know what I'm saying? So if I can compare that to the spades and the misbet, if I could say that in Uno terms, I would think it would be, the term for it would be, I don't know what the term would be, but it's kind of like in dominoes, it's the same thing. In dominoes and Uno, there's always a person that's help feeding the next person. Not on purpose, you know, but they play a domino, and it seems like that domino is always setting up points for the person that comes after them. You know what I'm saying? So I could just say that, you know, but at the end of the day, let's not act like spades is just, you know, all team melanin, you know, by themselves. No, Uno is in there and dominoes is in there, buddy. And everybody should know how to play dominoes, right? That's a cultural thing. I'm not saying this has to be like it's not the crib walk. You don't have to learn how to do that. I know a lot of people that wants to learn how to do that. That's not in the prerequisites. But what is it in there is Uno and dominoes. Okay? Let's just say that. And you know what? I'll even go a step further. Spades was heavier in the South and probably the Midwest. Heavier. I didn't say, you know, that's where it's predominantly at. Like, that's where it's at, and it's not nowhere else. No, obviously, it spread it out west. A lot of people out west that know how to play spades. It just that happened. It just so happens that this West Coast cat don't care for spades like that. I just don't. I remember I used to play I Declare War. Oh, that was fire. Goldfish. What about that? Would y'all be mad at me if I brought up those games? Can y'all play that? You know what I'm saying? And it's no disrespect. But at the end of the day, it's Uno on minds, man. You know, let me be. Let me be when it comes to that, man. But shout out to y'all space players. You know, shout out to y'all. Like, it ain't no beef with y'all, man. And look, you're right. Maybe if I did know how to play spades, I might be a much well-rounded person. But guess what? I'm not. And I'm okay where my life is at. I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? I can probably learn how to go play spades and whoop y'all ass, but y'all definitely can't see me in a Uno, and a lot of y'all niggas is late on the domino, so I know y'all ain't gonna never be able to understand me in this lifetime. Y'all never be able to beat me in this lifetime. Some of y'all, okay? Let's let y'all know. Let's go ahead and get to the next one, 12 cows. I'm playing around.
Because if not, we will judge you.
Judge me.
Number six, being bad at the electric slide or the wobble.
Now, see, here we are. There's no time to play around with this, okay? You have to understand when certain songs come on, it's gone. You don't understand. It's a culture thing. You better know what you're doing. You have to understand that the electric slide is probably one of the most cultured dances of all time, right? Do we agree with that? Like, again, I mentioned the crib walk earlier, right? But that you don't have, it's a nationwide dance now. But back then, it was just reserved for the Crips. That was it. The Blood Walk. Only Bloods did that. That was it. But when certain songs came on, the culture, you better get the stepping, brother. You had to respond. Everybody responded the same way. Everybody responded the same way. It was the culture. It is the culture. You have to know what you're doing. And don't mess that up. It's almost like it's the Negro secret society dance. And it's only a few songs that could pull that out. This right here, family reunion, the end of a ghetto movie on Tubi.
You made me happy.
You don't understand, man. When certain songs come on, you got to get it right. And it lets me know if you've been outside, how much you've been outside. You've been outside a lot, or you've been outside a little. Because guess what was playing at my wedding when we put on a whole show? Oh. You better know what you're doing when this comes on. Get it right. Push it up. Let me see your chest. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Get in there. Get in there. Hey, when I tell you, man, when black people, when black people get together, we have a ball, man. And we love to, we love to just party. And when you just have that dance that you automatically know because the song, I mean, it's connected to a song. New Cupid, new Cupid. Time for a change. Well, you know what you gotta do. We got a friend. Oh my God. That's a good one, 12 Cal, because they don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They not. You got to be seasoned in the game, man. That's all I'm saying. this is going to dictate if y'all was really outside like that. Was y'all really outside like that? Man, we're going to find out one day.
Particularly if you're black, we will judge you.
Oh, yeah.
Number seven, acting like we don't know what's really going with you and your quote unquote little friend.
All right. So this one is different. This one is, I'm surprised this one even made like the list. It's a respectable thing, but it's like, I feel like this is like a whole totally different show, right? But let's get to it. Coming around acting like you don't know, or we don't know that y'all, yeah, we see it. We see it. It's like y'all police officers, like y'all partners. That's how y'all treat the relationship. We know the jokes, the side. We could pick up on y'all side jokes. We might not know what they mean, but we could pick up on them. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all just act like y'all not doing it. And sometimes y'all overdo it. And we could tell because y'all get extra emotional. You know what I'm saying? When it's one of those situations where y'all beefing or whatever. And so y'all want to make it look like y'all really having like a friend argument. But it's really not that type of argument. It's really not that type of argument. So we watch it, and we already know. We already know, man. We come on, man. Y'all not hiding it that good, you know? Do your thing, you know? Just make sure you, hey, be careful with that drama. Don't bring that drama over here, man. We know how y'all get down. Niggas think they slick 12
cal. We'll judge you. If you continue to act like we don't know what's going on between you and your little friend.
What's next?
Number eight will definitely get you judged by black people.
Okay. What are we talking about?
If you're black and you don't know the proper response to God is good.
All the time.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? What are we doing here? I mean, like, I could make a case that you could probably let people slide for some of these, but this one, number eight, you can't.
He's right.
If someone says God is good,
all the time,
it's a call and response, right? If someone said God is good, you have to respond. Like, there's a natural response to that phrase. And if you don't know the response to that phrase,
We judge you.
And you're black is probably a problem. And we will judge you for not knowing.
We judging.
And for those of you scoring at home, if you don't know the answer, the phrase goes, God is good.
All the time.
Response, all the time. And then they may respond back to you all the time. And you have to respond back.
God is good. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's just one of those things that you got to know. And you know what's sad is it might be some black people out there that don't have that type of family. You know what I mean? That's just the truth. You know what I mean? Like, it's just they don't. Some of them didn't go to church with their grandma like that. You know, we did. So I'm not going to say that I'm going to give him a pass, but that's just something you're supposed to know whether you go to church or not. He actually said that.
Judge. Number nine. Again, these are in no particular order. Black men.
Uh-oh.
If you have a black baby mama.
Ooh, ghetto.
But your wife is white.
Okay, wait up. Hey. All right, so let's just say this. Okay, because they are looked at it as in a certain way. You know what I mean? We know what it is. There's a lot of black cats that don't date black women because of, I want to say it's a power struggle. I think the challenge is a challenge for them. You know what I mean? They just don't feel like they have to put up with what they think comes with a black woman. And I'm not about to go through what I think. You know what I mean? I can only go with what I know and what they've shown to me. I love interracial relationships. I think they are dope. You know what I mean? No matter what their background is, it's dope. And it's dope seeing blended, mixed kids. It is. You know what I mean? And I enjoy seeing two different cultures come together and see how that's going to make it work. You know what I mean? Because a lot of it is, you know, on both sides of these races, it comes with, like, sometimes it comes with religion. You know what I mean? So you got that aspect, you know? Let's see. Let's see what he got to continue to say.
We will judge you. Hey, listen, I don't make the rules. I just follow. Personally, I don't do this, but I do know black people who will judge you, black man. If your baby mom is black and you're white and your wife is white.
Yeah, because it's going to seem like you weren't able to do what you wanted to do in that relationship. End up doing what a lot of people do, including myself, end up breaking up with the person that you had a child with. You know what I mean? And there's a narrative that, you know, a lot of black men date white women because they're more submissive. You know what I mean? And it's just, they don't want to take on that, what they feel is it's an issue. You know what I mean? But I don't even think that has just to do with a white woman, though. I think maybe you want to label them as the poster child, but that just goes for that type of woman in general, don't matter what race she is. There's women out here that don't mind being super submissive. And, he's the head of the household, what he says goes, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the third. Not giving what they consider lip back and push back and being challenging or whatever the case may be. That's certain type of woman in general. You know what I mean? But I'm looking at you in a certain way, though. Like, you're trying to be dominant over a passive aggressive person. That's whack. I don't know about that one. But again, you know, the relationship part, that's, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's dope. Nobody should have a problem with that. You know, nobody should have a problem with that. I think at the end of the day, we should just accept, you know, people love who they love. And like I said, I like seeing just different flavors out here, man. You know, honestly, when you think about it, just different flavors out here. You know, we still on this color shit. That shit is weird, man. Let's see what else 12 Kyle got.
The white wife and the black baby mama. Number 10, speaking of black and white, if you're a black person, and you're the only black person in your group of friends, oh, you definitely getting judged.
Yeah, see, that's, and we are, because we already know that you are part of that culture over there, whatever that was. You know what I mean? That's just, don't take this the wrong way, and don't receive this message the wrong way, but that is literally what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously you grew up in that particular culture, and that's what you know, and that's what you're comfortable with. I think, and it might be difficult for you, especially in this era of the internet, where in social media, where you know the pressure of, you may not know, you might be so far or extreme distance from black culture as we know it, right? You can be so far away from it and much more familiar with their culture, which you can hear the people, or you can see the people online applying pressure on you, just having knowledge of it. Like, when it comes to the N-word, how would you feel? How are you going to react? If you do react, how are you going to react to one of your friends or someone in your circle or people that surround you say it, is that something that you're going to stand up for and be offended by? Or is that one of those things like, that's not my culture to begin with, so I'm not like that. I'm, you know, it's whatever. And it could happen. It could happen. You know what I'm saying? I think it's weak, but that's what it is. That's what it is. But it is weird. If you pull up and all your friends is white, cats is gonna be like, they gonna think something. They gonna think something. Oh man, 12 o'clock. You got some good ones here, man. What else we got?
Racial climate that we're in currently at the time of this recording in 2024. You should never be the only black.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they refer to you as the black guy, you're the only black. Or the black girl, you're the only black. No.
Yeah.
Black folk would definitely judge you for that. Because we are such a people with a sense of community, a sense of self, and sense of awareness that if you don't have any, if you're a black person and you don't have any black friends.
Yeah.
Or if you're in a particular group of people and there aren't any other black people in that particular group.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem. That's a problem. You can't be that can't happen. And here's the thing. More often than not, somebody black will pull you to the side and be like, hey.
Let 12 Cal get his bars off.
So take that how you want to take it.
There you go.
Number 11. We will judge you if you were my supervisor when we started at the job together. Let me say that again. We started at the job together, but now you're my supervisor. How did that happen?
We don't know how that happened. Sex. Time to have, somebody get something. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots. Or it's what LeBron just did with his son. As simple as that. And I'm never mad at that. I'm going to tell you that right now. Y'all tap into Overrun with BTG. And y'all will hear about it. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? But in some cases, it's not because it's a relative or a friend or something like that. Sometimes it's just some sexual tension and chemistry going on. And that person, whoever that person is, you know what I'm saying, that's calling the shots, whoever is tuning them up is going to get rewarded. And it's like, dog, we started at the same time and you got a couple of raises already? How you get that shift? Because you was shifting. Yeah, that's foul. We might have to fight. Truth be told. You know what I'm saying? Especially if our work reflects each other. Or I might be a tad bit better. Or if I'm super duper better than you. Now we got to lock in. We got to lock up. Because that's just, at this point, that's disrespectful. Let's fight. Because why not? You know what I'm saying? Like what? And especially if the pay is like the pay gap, I might have a problem with that. Pay gap, I might have a problem with that 12 cow. I might fight, dog.
That can't happen.
I know.
And here's the thing. More often than not, somebody black will pull you to the side and be like, hey.
Oh, wait. That was an old clip. That was an old clip, my bad. But no, I'm with him on that. I'm not with the homie getting special treatment and stuff like that. I don't care how close we are either. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Just because you like the homie, don't mean, you know what I'm saying? Just because you like the homie.
Number 13, letting your dog in the kitchen or in a restaurant.
Okay, so no dog should, and I know they have it in certain grocery stores where dogs can go in and shit like that. No restaurants, dog. We trying to eat. And I don't care how clean you keep your dog. As soon as you take it outside, it's going to be have so much shit on it. And they're naturally going to lick themselves, nibble on themselves, the whole nine. They licking on their private parts and sniffing other butts and shit like that, depending on how social they are. And no. I got two little dogs, and they are house dogs. Do we let them outside? Yes, just to use the restroom. But they don't even like, well, Mocha does, but Koa is such a homebody. Her ass do not like taking walks. She do not want to go on a walk. She don't. She'll just run in the back real quick and then come right back in the house. And as far as, like, yeah, the kitchen, they already know. Now, they'll try it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I be in there cooking and stuff like that. Something fall on the floor. They own it or whatever. But they already know. Nobody in my goddamn kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they get bold or whatever. They see us playing music and shit like that. Boom, drop some food on the floor. They go over there and get it. And they'll get super comfortable. I'm like, hey. And as soon as I say, hey, you see their ass, jump up and get up out of there. Nothing in the kitchen. And as far as the rest of the house, we don't like them climbing on furniture. You know, now, when they do come straight back from the, you know, when they get shampooed and clipped up and stuff like that, they smell all good and yummy, yummy, yummy. They get a little bedtime. You know what I'm saying? And Mocha, she's so laid back and cool. She'll get on the edge of the bed, and she'll just lay there while I'm playing a game. She's like a fucking toddler. I'm sick of her shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah. Get down. Get goddamn down. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. You know, get down. You know, y'all niggas, y'all are dogs. So get your ass down. What else we got? 12 kids out.
But if you're black and you let your dog lick you in the face, we will judge you.
Oh, yeah. And the licking in the face, we're not doing that either. No kissing.
And
no
last but not least, number 15. If you put sugar on your grits.
Now, here we go. Now, first of all, before we get to that, no, let me, he, because he has found it. He talked about his friend, his white friend, who had a dog and then kiss on the mouth and lick on the face and stuff like that. That is absolutely not fine at all. I mean, if they lick you on your leg, your arm and stuff like that, I get it, because that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Letting that dog kiss you on the, that is nasty, bro. Get y'all lives together. That is nasty. Nasty. Friend Reggie told his story about a dog licking his wound or whatever, and it healed real fast because of the saliva of the dog or some shit like that. Nah, man, I heard a nigga lose his limbs and caught a disease because a dog licked on his open wound or some shit like that. Like, no, that's nasty, man. And they be tonguing them dogs. I don't know. No, yeah, you don't. And if you let your dog run free and they, because they obedient, you know what I'm saying? They know the deal. They know what time it is. But still, they going places. They talking to other dogs. They sniffing other dogs. No. Especially if you got an outside dog. If you got an outside dog, nigga, come on, man. Come on, man. Well, we're going to get to this, though. This is what we're here for.
We will judge you. Listen, sugar is not meant to be on grits. Sugar is not meant to be on grits. You know what goes on grits? Salt, butter, maybe pepper.
Do y'all know how boring that is? Salt and pepper. Well, and look, I've had salt and pepper on grits before. When I eat, cause see, and that's the thing. That's what makes it dope about it. You're not gonna see too many people defending sugar on grits. You wanna know why? Because we do everything that y'all do. We just do it differently sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, stop trying to hit me with that. It's not a cereal. So we know it's not a hot cereal. You know what I'm saying? This is the poor man. This is slavery food right here. phenomenal top 10 all time. Put that butter in there. It says it on the box, literally. How are you going to ignore what's on the box when you gotta read for the directions? It says to spice up your life and stop being boring, add some sugar or some honey. And I've added both with butter, and the shit is phenomenal. Now 12 count. I don't know where you stand on this. I don't know why you stand on this the way you do, because I don't know if you have tried it or if you haven't tried it. But let me tell you, if you haven't tried it, that's foul. You need to take this down. But you want to know why? You cannot be against something that you haven't tried and gave, you know, some type of... If you haven't tasted it and you just like, just based off of what you hearing, that don't count. And then, no, we're not listening to that. No. But you cannot sit up here and tell me if somebody made you some fire-ass grits with the butter and they sprinkled some sugar or some honey in there and you taste it and you was like, that's a lie. You're lying. You liked it. Y'all just want to be like everybody else. And here's the thing. It's not a huge gap. It's damn near 50-50. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I even give spades to you. Like spades might be a little bit higher, just a little bit higher on the melanin test when it comes to, or the melanin rankings when it comes to between spades and uno. They might be a little bit higher. I give y'all that, right? I'll give y'all that, but I cannot give y'all there's more people that don't have butter and sugar in their grits than do. Like, nah. Mm-mm. Nope. I can't get that to you. I can't get it because we out here and it's on the box. This is why y'all been playing Uno wrong so long, because y'all don't read the directions. That's what's wrong with black people, and that's what's wrong with what's wrong in our society now is we don't read. First of all, we're not reading, and then when the ones that is reading, they not reading the goddamn directions, and the other ones is reading the directions but not understanding the directions. Either way, you niggas is not doing it right. And here's the thing: we okay with it being optional. Like, I had the shrimp and grits. Shrimp grits and gravy. I've had it. I haven't had it with cheese. I haven't had it with cheese. I'll try it with that. But I've always, 98.9% of the time, it had honey or sugar in it. The other 2%, 1%, it was salt and pepper. That old born ass Al Bundy breakfast y'all talking about. That prehistoric before BC grits. Y'all eating Old Testament grits. Get it together. It's 2024. It's not even step outside the box, because it's literally in the box. Y'all niggas is like niggas that put salt and pepper in their grits all the time. Y'all like Tim Duncan. We're Kobe. Y'all are Tim Duncan. Both had this phenomenal careers, same amount of rings. But we know who we came to see. We know who we came to see. Don't do that to me, 12 Cal. Don't be disrespectful like that. Okay? Try it. Look. Here's the thing. This is the dope thing about people who do eat grits with sugar in it. We not mad at y'all. Y'all mad at us. Y'all mad at us for having another option. y'all sick of our shit. And let me talk to King Jern. King Jern, if you listening, you know, I made my famous banana pudding. You know what I'm saying? I made my famous banana pudding. And I love it. It was so tasty. You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow. That was a fireworks. I was watching fireworks in L.A. Don't worry about that. But I posted a picture and I tagged King Germ. I said, yo, who making the banana pudding today? Right? And so in the picture, I got the leche, you know what I'm saying? Cream, all the condensed sweetener, leche. I got the wafers in the back. And then on the side, like a gangster, I got the Chessmen butter cookies. He gonna say, not with those Chessmen cookies. He's racist. He's racist. There's not too many companies outside of Chessmen that got fire butter cookies. Of course, the ones that come in the container where all your grandma's sewing kit is at, of course, those is fire. You know what I'm saying? You need like a Finger Hut book to get those, though. Or you got to go to like Walgreens. But that Chessmen butter, you sleep. Again, you're in the Old Testament when it comes to banana pudding. Shout out to my boy E. He don't even like banana pudding. But and I sprinkled caramel at the top. I'm gonna take a picture of it. He don't eat banana pudding. My wife said, man, just go ahead and just try it. He tried it. He said it's fire. Cause he said I'm so used and I'm programmed to the old school one. The old school was so outdated. Okay. The BC banana pudding is still cool and still get the job done. But come on, dog. Come on. If you just still only using wafers in 2024, come on, man. That's not. Come on. We got to switch it up. Eventually you got to stop sending the facts over. Just send me an email, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all niggas tripping. You into a King Germ and 12 Cal? I don't know. Maybe it's the money. Maybe it's got to be. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's the money. It's the money. And you know what? I'm not mad at you. It's the money. The money got y'all acting like that. That's sad. That's sad. But I mean, look. At the end of the day, I'm okay with people doing things their way. It ain't got to be for me. It don't have to be for me. Because guess what? I'm not about to have a boring set of grits. I'm sorry. I'm not a, like, salt and pepper on grits is like, how do y'all do it, man? What is wrong with y'all? This is why y'all going through what y'all going through. I'm up out of here, man. Hey, 12 Cow, I appreciate the show, man. You know how we get down, man. And hey, all credits go to 12 Cow. Again, don't listen to this show. I've always said it. Once I do a remix on him, don't listen to it. Press pause and then go listen to his episode first. I think his episode went about 30 minutes. Mine's damn near an hour. Or whatever. You know the reaction videos that they got on YouTube? This is kind of what it is. This is like my reaction to it. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely had to do the remix for my brother, man, because that's the guy right there. Shout out 12 Cal, man. We judging people. Put that sugar on your grits. Come on, Chessmen cookies.
Jumping that, summon that bitch. Jumping that fire. Jumping that bitch, hitting that fire. Jumping that whip, thumbing that bitch. Coming at.